Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Blast Off Podcast. Thank you for joining us again this week, as usual. It's becoming a routine thing. Hope you guys have been enjoying the episodes recently. Happy to bring you guys another one on this Monday. Hopefully it's not a shitty Monday like it was last fucking week.
Monday and Tuesday was, right?
Bro, most of this week has been fucking raining its ass off, and it's been fucking frustrating.
Cold as shit, windy.
Yeah, bro. It's fucking worst.
It's a mess, yeah.
That's that March weather for you, man. That springtime brings nothing but fucking rain, bro.
For the May flowers, right? Isn't that what they say?
Fuck those pilgrims.
You see the cranes come over the Bay Bridge this morning?
I saw pictures on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, this shit was
massive. I can tell we're getting close to wax.
All right,
guys, so we have this. We did something a little different than normal for our joint for the episode. So we did a donut today instead of a regular joint.
Very fun, funny stories that we will have today.
For fucking sure. So if you're not familiar with a donut joint, the difference between a donut and a regular joint is that basically when you smoke this donut, it's got a bunch of wax inside the middle of it. So when you smoke it, and as you ash it, it will create a donut hole in the ash when you get down to the wax. And that's what it's supposed to do. But ours is still working its way down. And we have probably roughly about a gram of wax in this joint. So, yeah, we're going to be really fucking wrecked for this podcast.
This is my second time doing this today. I'll be having a good night's sleep.
Yeah, you're going to be mad fucked off this.
I can taste the wax already.
Yeah.
What was it? Garlic breath, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who from?
Shout out to East Coast Petro.
Oh,
Vendor.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
They hooked me up with that garlic breath a little bit ago. I've kind of just been sitting on it. I've been on a bit of a flower kick. Oh, yeah. I can smell it. I can really smell it now. Yeah, so now when we're at this point, this is when we just let the cherry cool. Yeah, just give it about 30 seconds in between each hit. Let this cherry breathe, and yeah, we're gonna be kicking. Yeah,
I'm already kicking.
So today, we didn't really have any plans going into this one besides telling some stories about our first times getting high. Sometimes we've got caught, maybe some drunk stories, some hungover stories, type of shit like that. Like, I don't know, we're just going to take it back to, like, the young days and just reminisce, you know? Maybe you guys will bring, this will bring some memories up for you guys who haven't had an experience of getting caught in a long time or something like that, and you'll remember, damn, I remember I got caught this one time, da da da. Yeah, it'll just be fucking fun, bro.
Yep.
I can smell the smoke coming off this wax, and the joint, and it just smells like wax. I'm burnt already.
You said that backwards.
I'm burnt already.
That wax is doing its job.
Oh, no, this is rough.
But I'll say something real quick. Me and Ryan were at the old house at the park. You know the park in
Northbrook?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
oh, fuck.
It was, like, started, like, COVID and all that, so we met at the place, and we just started drinking a little bit. We got like a fifth of the Fireball, and we were just taking shots of that, just chilling.
Good old Fireball.
Oh yeah. And this car just comes up and slows down.
Bro, that
mind
thing
you,
is
it's like
striking crazy. Holy fuck!
All right, so mind you, it's like 2 a.m. That's like
God
about,
damn.
It's about 12:30, 1 a.m.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, we got drunk very late at night.
Damn, boy.
It's like middle of COVID. Nothing to fucking do.
Oh,
we weren't working. Like, it's like the start of COVID.
Getting saucy and Santana at the park.
Mm-hmm. And this car pulls up. It's like a minivan.
Yeah.
And comes up, slows down, flashes its headlights at us.
All
right. Speeds off, and then does a U-turn, and then does the same thing two more times. And me and Ryan are just like, we're like fucked up drunk, just like looking at you like,
what
the fuck's going on?
I know that shit's gonna fucking punch you back.
No.
Just wait.
And so it sped off one more time, and me and Ryan just ran.
How many times did they circle around in total?
Three.
All right.
And every single time they stopped, it would be longer. So
oh,
we thought, like,
sus.
I was like, Ryan, like, they're on the phone with the cops or something like that. Like, we just like, geeking ourselves out and shit. Well, it, like, beeps the horn.
Oh, right. Had to be someone you knew.
So, a white minivan? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you got
so
me there, bro.
Ryan runs towards his house, and I run towards my house, and we just call it a night.
Fair enough. I don't blame you.
I mean, it's not much of a story, but Just that white, bro. Something something always fucking happens. Like when I'm like out smoking in my neighborhood or something like that.
Yo, and that even happens when we're here doing the fucking pod. Like people just come and park right next to us and shit. Like, bro, fuck off, will ya? Like, yo, you old geezers don't got nothing better to do. But y'all are out at 5 in the afternoon, 6 in the afternoon on a fucking Saturday. Like, huh?
Me and Ryan were just so drunk, we both ran away from each other instead of running together. And we were like, should we go back? And
who took the bottle?
That's a good question. We might have left it there.
I was like, y'all probably left that bitch there at the park. For real.
Yeah, just...
That shit smells like weird straight ass dabs.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I already smoked a whole joint and we're halfway through this one.
Yeah, speaking of Ryan, we rolled a big-ass blunt earlier and put dabs in it. It fucking kicked my ass.
What kind of dabs did you put in that bitch?
Golden Goat by Rhythm.
Was it sugar? Or like...
Live resin.
Live. Oh, fuck.
More of a saucy kind of thing.
Mm.
But it was good. It had like 18.70 terps.
Holy fuck.
Yep. Set like almost 80% THC. That Golden Goat is fire.
That's why you were asleep when I texted your ass earlier, bro. You was... not answering. I was like, oh yeah, this guy is for sure knocked off the pack. Yeah, this shit's going nuts. I haven't rolled a donut in a long time, and it's really hard to get these right to where they don't run, and I think I nailed them. I'm about to ash it, and we're about to see the hole.
I think it do.
Yeah, look.
Mm-hmm. It's starting.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Yes, sir, ski. Big ass donut. God, I can't wait. We got to eventually get a video camera and shit and just like park it up like right in that corner and hit like a wide lens shot or something. And we can just, hell yeah, bro, that'd be fucking lit.
Some of these cannabis festivals and shit like that have like rolling competition. You should really try and do some of that.
Bro, I entered one. There was supposed to be this event last year. And there was a rolling competition I entered in, and the event ended up getting canceled.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. It was cool because it was like through there was like a host for the event, and like it was through like some dispensaries, like they like kind of like sponsored it and shit, mm-hmm. and like made it like a medical event basically for like people to come to and just hang out, do shit with the community, whatever. And yeah, they canceled.
They're actually doing that thing that I mentioned a couple episodes ago where like you do like the course with the police and all they're doing that again and shit like that a couple more times. Actually,
where at, do you know?
Around Bethesda.
Oh, word.
Yeah, because they actually paid
holy shit.
They actually paid for some of the flower that they used and like smoked and shit like
no,
that.
No, for real.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's their thing. Like, they're not going to make you bring your own shit.
Did you hear about the consumption lounge that opened?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I go to the dispensary all the time.
So, apparently, when rec rolls around, that's going to be technically illegal.
See, and I've always been wondering how that's going to happen.
And also, I was like, if you're a cop and you're trying to get people booked on DUIs...
Exactly.
I'm parking right outside of that fucking building.
Exactly. Like, the owners of the dispensary are the ones that own the lounge.
Oh, for real?
It's...
Bro, this shit is crucial.
Yeah, excuse me. It's literally right across... Or right next to the dispensary. You literally go into the dispensary, get some bud, go right into the lounge and chill.
Yeah, and it has to be unopened in the original packaging. So like, even if you have stuff in the original packaging, it can't be an open pack. It has to be a fresh seal pack. Like, you can't go in there with nothing else. So yeah.
Yeah, so that's just another way for
but that
dispensary
thing is, like,
to make so much money.
They that's just a thing, though, because it's like, do they have a rule in place to where, say, because if you're smoking, by law, you're supposed to wait a certain amount of time before you get behind the wheel. So do they, like, if you smoke there, do they make you stay there for X amount of time before you're allowed to leave?
I doubt it. I mean, it's been open for a couple of weeks.
Like, people
have been going to it.
I get fucking in trouble doing that, though. Like,
I mean, people have already gone there, though. They had, like, a whole weekend. It was, like, $15 to get in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The opening, the grand opening weekend. Yeah, I remember that.
So, I mean, like, that would have been the perfect day to get some people for a DUI.
Bro, but I'm fucking cooked.
That, about that, I really don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. But it's just like bars.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's consumption lounges in other places. Like, New York, they have public consumption. You can just smoke out in the fucking open in New York.
The only problem is it's going to be until they get, like, an instrument or something.
That's going
to
be so hard, though.
It is. And I don't think that's going to be able to.
No, not accurately. And even if there is, it wouldn't hold up in court.
So, like, it's not the same from bars, but because it's the same at the same time.
You have to look at it in the perspective of, like, there's no way to take a breathalyzer for weed that lets you know, like, how high you are at the moment.
I guess, except for
the only thing they would be able to detect is, like, how, like, if you were to give, like, a piss test or a blood test, and they would be able to tell, like, how concentrated the cannabis is that's in your blood and, like, tell if you're, like, a frequent smoker or not, but there's no way to tell if you're, like, high on the road. It's not, you can't do it. And, like, the thing is with weed is, like, it takes a lot longer for weed to get out of your system than pretty much any other drug or substance. It takes a long time. So that's always going to pop up. So it's, like, it's just a weird, tricky situation, and there's going to be some bullshit coming about to where I can already tell there's going to be some bullshit when they're going to come out with some shit that apparently is going to be able to detect if you're high or not, and people are going to end up going to jail over it, and then it's going to be a battle in court, and yeah, it's just a whole big fuck up. Like,
I mean, I saw this video the other day about this college kid. This
donut hole is crazy. I wish I had a light on, because I would look down it and see the dabs
exactly
cooking in there.
This college kid got stopped by the police, and he played some kind of sports, soccer or something like that, and he blew. They suspected him of drunk driving first.
Ouch.
Did the field sobriety test.
Blue zeros.
They said his field sobriety test was inaccurate, so they had him blew all zeros, and then they suspected that he was high. And he was like, I don't smoke. I'm on a college. Like, I'll play sports.
Yeah, so you can't smoke.
Yeah, he gets drug tested every other month or something like that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's just nuts. But, like, that's going to be, I mean, that's already started, but, I mean, that's already been a thing, but I just feel it's going to increase even more.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Once
we honestly, sometimes I feel like we fuck ourselves when we voted yes. I feel like sometimes we should have just stayed a medical state.
I say the same thing, but also everyone's got to start somewhere, and voting yes is better than voting no, because laying down the ground, I think, is the most important part. Getting it recreational and having people realize it is not this fucking monster plant or monster drug is the most important step. And if we have the groundwork set out for that, that's important, because in the future we can work on this stuff and change it around and vote people in position to advance laws how they should be. And that could also come into a big negative, as you're saying, and we could get fucked in the long run, and there could be THC limits and all this other shit, and like potency laws and potency tax. So, like, for example, if you're getting stuff that's over 30% THC, that stuff is going to be taxed at 15% of a higher rate. And then if you're buying stuff that's at 60%, that shit's going to end up getting taxed at like 40-50%, because they can do that. Like,
yeah, I mean, I already just think about what it would be like if we all, why can't everybody get their medical card? Like, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you.
It's so easy to get your med card too.
Yes. We both probably strongly encourage everybody to get their medical card, because it is so easy. Easiest thing you've ever done.
And a lot of the stuff is good quality too. I mean, it's just a matter, you have to kind of hunt around and shop around, and then you have to experiment with stuff and figure out what you like and don't like, and it's a ordeal, but it's fun.
I mean, I got my medical card because I was wanting to go to the dispensaries and shit like that.
And but you can't also, get in trouble for having it
exactly,
either.
Exactly, I can't get in trouble.
Yeah, you're allowed to ride with, like,
the only thing I can get in trouble for is if I drive and smoke, which I rarely do.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So fuck it, man. Like, Everybody should get. I mean, at the same time, though, if you're a gun owner, I can see why you wouldn't want your card. But I mean, fuck it, man. It's up to y'all. Like,
I think that laws will change shortly too, though.
I hope, man. I hope. It's unfortunate. I feel like that's just fucked
that
up. How
that donut hole is fucking crazy.
I know.
That shit's
isn't
so deep right now.
Yeah, bro. I put like a gram of wax in this fucking J. I'm stuck.
You know what I want to talk about real quick?
That shit tastes crazy, don't it?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. I might not be able to talk.
That chest is tight. Oh, my God. This joint is insane.
All right. Remember what we first started smoking? When we first started smoking. Like, the first time we smoked. Ever.
Yeah.
The first time we ever smoked.
I remember the first time I ever smoked weed.
How bad the weed was compared to now.
Honestly?
The medical shit. The medical shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then imagine when our parents were younger.
Bro, I ask my mom that all the time. I'm like, when you first started smoking weed, not all the time, but like I've asked her, when you first started smoking weed, was it like shit? And it was pretty mid. There was some okay stuff back then, but it was hard to come across. And yeah, I'm so glad we kind of, can you imagine how crazy weed's going to be in like 20 years?
50% THC.
Yeah, bro, for real. Just some fucking but flower like, dabs.
Just how the high is different. Like, when we got Alex.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah,
like,
when Alex
he smoked cookies for the first time.
Yeah. If I
could, we would never smoke cookies
for
the first time.
Yeah, literally. That's what
life.
I was telling that guy. That's what I was telling him, bro. I was like,
you
don't understand how, like, how well you have it. Like, and now he has his card, bro.
Oh, perfect.
Yo, crazy as shit. You know how many years I smoked before I got my fucking card and was smoking poop, garbage, shit, mids, and then like, oh my God,
that's
bro.
Why I just need that's what needs to
fucked.
Happen though.
Yeah, I feel like if you don't have that like learning curve, bro, then you're just like,
and I think that
fuck,
we,
man,
well, we smoked them up with the soap, so he probably fucked with the soap.
No, it wasn't. Like, it was all time high.
Oh,
it was like 33%.
Yeah, but I rolled up too.
He didn't smoke the second one. He only hit the first one like three times, bro. Remember? And then he started, like, tripping out because he was like, bro, this is crazy. And he just kept saying that over and over and over again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you want to... Hey, bro, you want to talk about our first time getting high?
Like, yeah.
I know you remember probably your story. I know you got a couple.
Yeah, I do have a couple.
Like, our first few times getting high and, like, some stories and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah.
Who did you smoke with first? Like, was it Joey?
So, the first... Yes. The first time I smoked with Joey and Nick, and I went down to Delaware. I think I, like, just got broken up or some shit like that. So they told me to come down, and they're like, yo, let's come down and get high. I was like, all right, bet. So I get down there, and we link up with some of their friends, and we get in the car, go somewhere, we sit at this place, and we just have a bowl, and we're just passing it around, shit like that.
We're perfectly centered, look
oh,
at that.
Yeah. And my dumb ass, nobody tells me. I've never smoked anything in my life before before this moment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I might have hit, like, a vape box and shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but no
but
weed.
No weed. So, I'm not inhaling.
You're just, like...
I'm just hitting it.
And then
like,
blowing it out. Oh,
right?
Yeah. The typical,
so, basically
like,
just wasting
yeah,
it.
Yeah, typical first time. Now, that's
so,
what usually happens.
So, Nick's just like, yo, fucking inhale. And I'm like, I am... But in reality, I wasn't, and I didn't get high when I smoked with them.
Yeah, bro.
So when people say that they don't get high their first time smoking,
nah,
it's
that's
true,
really true
because
like,
they don't inhale.
I didn't either, and I
and
inhaled.
They don't feel anything.
No, I inhaled, bro.
Oh, really?
And I still didn't get high my first time. Like,
really?
I don't know if it's because like you know what I've always felt like. I've always felt like it's because I just never knew what the feeling was like. So, like, I didn't know what to, like,
I was very
look for.
See, like, when we got back to the house, we were just, like, trying to make each other laugh and all that. And I was, like, in a happy mood. So, I was like, oh, is this what a high feels like? Just being happy the entire time?
Yeah.
But, of course, I was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And then here comes the second time.
Oh yeah.
The next week.
No way. This is the week after. Oh shit.
And the week after I go down to Joey's. Here you go. And
that's fucking hilarious.
He lies to me basically.
No.
He just jokes with me, right? He doesn't tell me the full truth. He said I don't have that much weed. Let's just hit gravity bongs instead.
Oh, no.
Made me take 2 gravity bongs back to back.
Oh, that's gonna end you.
And for the listeners, I didn't smoke that much back then. I smoked for the first time the weekend before, and then the second, the week.
And you didn't even get high your first time either. So now this is gonna absolutely fucking ruin you.
And the weekend after, I smoke again.
Ouch.
But I hit gravity bongs and take 2, and I'm already fucked up.
Oh no.
Joey's girlfriend Gabby's there, right? And I'm like, she's next to me. I'm like, yo, Gabby, I don't feel right. Like, I just straight up tell her, like, I don't feel good at all.
No.
And, like, Joey and Nick are away. And I just thought, like, I feel sick. So then I put my head down, and Joey comes back, and he's just like, yo, you good?
You good, bro?
And I'm like, nah, what the fuck was in there? And
oh, damn, man. Yeah, fuck.
What?
That feeling. See, I've never, like, I've never greened out. I don't know how.
Well,
I'm lucky.
More to it. I was like, yo, I think I'm going to throw up. He helps me to the bathroom. I'm like, yo, can you pour some water on my wrist? But let me tell you the logic behind it.
Oh!
I'm good. Let me tell you the logic behind it, okay? Hold on. Let me tell you the logic. I was very hot. I was sweating. I told him to put it on my wrist and on my neck. When you're overheating,
yeah,
you put cold water on your wrist and on your neck. It cools you off instantly.
Bro, it's your feet and your head.
Bro, I swear to God, it's your neck and your wrist. It's all like your like vital signs and shit like that. Like, look at, I swear to God. Don't look at me like that, like I'm fucking stupid.
Oh, but, fuck.
Because you put it on your head, too.
Can you pour water on my wrist? Did it work?
Yes.
So did you throw up?
No. I went to the couch.
I'm weak as fuck. Holy shit.
I went to the couch.
I'm sorry. I've been ear raping you. I'm going to turn my fucking mic down. Oh, fuck. I'm just weak.
We went to the couch, turned on a movie. I fell asleep. I had to wake up by like 11:30 at night. I had to go home. I had to work the next day.
Oh, chill.
I felt like shit the entire time from when I woke up that night to the time I went to bed the next day. Because I felt like I was still high.
Chill, the next day. Bro. For real.
That was the first time. Them gravity bongs. Because they had a crucial. Like a Utz pretzel. Like the big pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
Big
the
pretzel
big ass. Yeah. I'm already
cut
hit.
The top
yeah.
of it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut the bottom of the 2-liter off. Put the 2-liter in the fucking big ass pretzel bin.
And just were ripping and fatties.
Yeah, and they custom made the fucking socket so it was bigger.
Yeah, that bitch fucking was brutal. Killed
me. And how he lied to me was he had enough weed for a fucking blunt the entire time. We smoked a blunt after that.
Oh, that motherfucker, see? Yo, so the first couple times I smoked, I remember the first time I ever smoked. This was with Noah Shade. I think this was freshman year. I'm pretty sure. Freshman year, yeah, I'm almost certain. Because we played on, like, some team in Anne Arundel or whatever. It was for high school. We had, like, some 7v7, like, tournaments before, like, the season started. And mm-hmm. It was over the bridge in Anne Arundel because they had, like, a turf field or whatever. And so...
I used to hate playing on turf.
I grew to like it and appreciate it more once I like I don't played more, but I don't know. That's because I played
more
on some
injuries.
Rough fields before.
QA's fields are rough.
Our soccer field wasn't that bad, bro. The grass was really nice.
Was it? Did you all get to play on turf your senior year? Was that when they changed it? No, it was still grass.
I never
okay.
got to touch turf on our field. Yeah, but anyway, so like this kid, he was a junior junior. In my freshman year, so he's like a couple years older than me. He's pretty cool. I fuck with Noah. And I remember one time before we go to this like little like scrimmage thing for school or whatever, he asked me, he's like, have you ever smoked before? I was like, nah, my friends, like a lot of my friends do and shit. And he was like, shit, bro, after we get done, when I take you home, would you want to like try it and like smoke? I was like, I mean, fuck it. Yeah, sure. It's cool. Like, I'll try it. Like, I mean, why not? I've always heard... up until this point, like, my whole life, that weed was, like, terrible and shit. So, like, I was like, man, I gotta figure this shit out. So many people smoke, so I'm just gonna fucking do it, whatever.
Right.
So, we go and play, like, the games or whatever, and then, like, after we go, like, back to his place to go pick up his weed, and it's, like, it was under his, like, mattress and shit, and it had, mm-hmm. like, a hole in the bottom of his mattress where a mason jar would sit inside of it. It was the craziest shit I'd ever seen, like...
Mm-hmm.
And so we got it, and then we went back out to his car, and he didn't have anything to smoke with, bro.
Don't tell me you all smoked out of a Coke can.
Worse. This is the most crazy shit you're ever going to hear in your life.
Puff, puff.
Yo, so, I shit you not, we got a water bottle, right? And we didn't have anything, like, to use as, like, a filter to, like, smoke the weed out of the water bottle with. Yeah, take three guesses of, like, anything that would be in a car that you could use to, like, set over top of, like, a hole in a water bottle that's sideways. Logically, what could you use to act as, like, a screen?
I have no idea.
He asked me to grab a ketchup packet, to empty it out, and then stab a bunch of holes in it to act as a filter so the weed won't get sucked through the water bottle. And then we would break some weed on top of the little ketchup packet, and then fucking light it and smoke it. And that was my first time smoking weed. And it didn't get me high. Absolutely, like, fucking clearly, it barely worked. And I, like, went home, and I was just, like, paranoid more so because I thought my mom was going to know I was high, like, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. Like, I don't think I was paranoid because I was high, but I was just, I didn't really feel anything, so... And I was like, meh, fuck it. I mean, that's not that bad. So, then the second time I smoked with Bryce. And it was another water bottle thing. But Bryce knew what the fuck he was doing. Bryce actually knew what the fuck was going on. So, we fucking... Yo, that joint burned for a half hour.
Yeah.
And we lit it before we press record.
Yeah, that's half hour. 29 minutes, 30 seconds.
Lit.
30 minutes.
But so... Bryce used, like, a tinfoil inside, like, a hole, yeah. and he would make, like, a little, like, basket to put the weed in instead. Mm-hmm. So that shit got me ripped my first time. And we went in, back into my grandma's, in Y Mills, and just went inside and started fucking geeking at the most stupid shit. And I remember him having, like, some Capri Sun. He was, like, sucking on it. And I said some crazy shit, and he fucking, like, spit it out all over the sliding fucking door where the porch is at, bro. I was like, oh, fucking right.
Oh, my God.
And then my first time ever getting caught, before I tell the story, there was one time, the third time I smoked, this is when I hung out with Harrison, we went to Andre's house down the street from where my grandma lived, and... we used to hit the grav bong there. The first time I hit the grav, it was out the 2 liter, and they used to get them so milky. And I hit, like, two, and that shit made me feel so high. Like, it made me feel like my fingers were tingling, and, like, my ears were ringing, and, like, my, like, body almost felt numb. I was so high. I felt like I was, like, shaking and shit, because I was just so fucking, like, I was so done up off
this. You ever, smoke them, strains that, like, you're just, like, laying there and your body just, like, twitches?
Yes. Like, I'm just so fried up.
I'll be so fried up, like, half asleep, and I'll just, like, twitch. And, like, Lauren will be like, yo, are you fucking good?
Fuck no.
And it, like, wakes me up. I'm like, yeah, why? What happened? She's like, you just, like, kicked me. I'm like, my bad.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
But like, I think it's the terpenylene. Terpenylene.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be.
But
I got so fucked up off those two jibs, and then I had to walk home in the dark, like, all, it was like, it was like all the way down, like, at the end of the street by the college and shit, bro, and I was so fucking sketched walking home. Like, it was so dark out, I couldn't see shit.
Yo, that, and, like, it reminds me of, like, walking, like, like, Land's End, or, like, from, like, Taskers.
I
to
was
fucking
sick. I was sick. I was, like, I was tripping out, bro. I was so fried
feel
up.
Like, you're seeing,
I was
shit,
like,
go across the road.
Like, and then I started, like, really speed walking back to, like, my mom's. And then when I got home,
speed walk.
When I got home, my thing was, when I was high, I would, like, go immediately to my room and just go lay down and go to sleep, because, like, my mom knew I would be high for real. So, like, I didn't want to be caught.
The You were with me actually the first time I got caught.
Yeah, I dipped right before though. Because I'm a Houdini.
All
right,
so we smoked with Jai, and we were very stupid and young, but we drove while high. I'm just going to admit to a crime right now.
A statute of limitations at this point. You were a young bull.
Yes, I was stupid. But we went to Land's End, smoked a blunt, and I always remembered when Nick would say that I wasn't inhaling.
So you were inhaling.
I would zero it. If y'all don't know what zeroing it is, I would just basically inhale until there was no more smoke when I blew out. We smoked a blunt and a half, so probably like what would that be?
Probably like 2 grams.
2 grams, yeah. 2 grams, 2.5 grams.
Because that was back in the Duddy days, Dutch
Jai
master
Jai wanted
days.
To go to fucking McDonald's.
No, Subway, bro.
No, he wanted to go to McDonald's first.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I said, yo, bro, I might not be able to drive to McDonald's. I'm so high. So I drop him off. I'm like, and then you say, you're like, yo, let's go get some food. You might sober up.
Oh, that's
like that.
Right. You dropped him
so
off.
So I'm like, all right, let's go to Subway. Because I felt more comfortable just a couple people with me and shit, not too many people.
Actually, bro, no, that's not what happened. You mm-hmm. didn't drive. No, I remember driving on the back road.
Hold on. Let me tell the fucking story, bitch. Listen, all right? Me and you drove to Subway. I got a 6-inch sub. I was eating it. You didn't get none. I was just eating it. This lady walks in, and you just, like, you buck at her. And I fucking lose it.
Yo, yeah, that's right.
I lose
you literally
it.
Would not stop laughing. Like, but you could not stop.
I work at Subway at this point. So, like, I know the people that are working and shit like that. They're, like, cool.
They're cool, yeah. They're cool.
So, I'm like, all right, bro, we got to get the fuck out
no,
of
that's
here.
No, that's because you were fucking, like, for 10 minutes.
Yes, I was.
You
I
not.
Was
you
so,
were just
for a
crying,
long period
like,
of time, I was laughing so hard, there was tears coming out
yo,
of my face.
Yo, and I was just watching, and I started geeking out because you were just fucking laughing so hard, bro. Like, I started crying
oh
because
God.
That shit was so hilarious.
And then you drove. I was like, yo, we got to go somewhere. You drove to...
What, didn't Mike pull up the Subway?
Yeah, for a little bit, yeah. Yeah, for a little bit. And I asked him to take you home, basically. And
yeah,
because
you were
I gotta
too
go.
High.
He was like, nah, I gotta go somewhere with my mom. Well, I was like, fuck it. So what are we gonna do? So you drove to Queenstown Park, right? We get there for like 5 minutes. We're trying to come up with a story on how to...
Like, get away with
get
it.
Get away with it and basically get my bitch ass home.
No, because you're leaving parts out of the story because Mike's mom was on the phone with Mike while he was at Subway and, like, she overheard, like, you say that you were too high and at the time, I guess you were just young and she was like, oh, he's high. I'm gonna call his mom.
Well, yeah. Alright, so we get to the park. We're trying to figure out something that's going on. We're trying to figure out a story. And
because you know your mom knows.
Yeah, I know my mom knows. There's I know that there's no way that I can get home without
her knowing.
Me telling. Yeah, without me having my mom come pick me up. If
yeah.
I tell her that there's something wrong with my truck, if there's something wrong with me, there's no way without her knowing
yeah,
that there's,
literally,
like,
bro,
there's something
fucked.
Wrong, that I'm fucked, that I'm going to be high. So we get.
We're like, let's
we're
just go
talking.
To the park and chill.
And then I yak all the Subway up.
Yeah,
I call my mom. At this point, I'm just like, bro, I just want to go home. I call my mom. I basically snitch on myself. All right. And I'm like, mom, I threw up. Can you come pick me up? I was playing basketball. I think I'm just dehydrated.
You know,
and
good one. That is a
yeah,
good one.
And
she already knew what the fuck was
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she was already on her fucking
yeah,
way.
Yeah, literally.
I heard her. She had the window down. She was smoking a fucking cigarette because
she
was so
stressing.
And she was so stressed.
For sure, stressing.
And so I'm like, yo, Miguel, you better just dip, because you were going somewhere close by.
It was Tyler's
so
crib
like,
down the street.
I was like, just dip. Like, I'll
I was
be cool.
Like, are
she'll
you
be,
sure?
She'll be here soon. Like, just dip. I kid you not, you get out of my line of sight, and then her car fucking pulls up. And I'm like, mom, I think I'm, like, dehydrated. I don't know what's going on. I threw up back there. She's like, you're fucking high. Get in the car. So she already knew somehow, right?
It's
I get home.
Because of Mike's mom.
I get home, and she was going to go up to, like, Walgreens to get a drug test, because I just kept deny, right? I fall asleep.
So that just adds more fuel to her fucking reason. Like, fuck.
You just couldn't stay the fuck awake.
You had one job. I forgot
about my fucking dad.
Oh.
My dad gets home from work, slams a drug test on the fucking table, says, take this now. I would shit my fucking pants. I go in the bathroom. I'm like, I go to shut the door. He slams the door back open. He's like, I'm going to watch you piss in this cup. I'm like, no, that's fucking weird. Like, come on now. Like, he's like, no. Like, no. I do it. And it's like you have to, like, heat it up or something like that.
Oh, right.
And the color of the dipstick, if it's, like, red, then it's positive. And they're like, is it red? My mom was like, it's fucking red. threw it down. I was like,
fuck.
I mean, are you really going to be mad that I didn't try it?
Isn't it crazy how times have changed?
And then 2-3 years later, I found out that my mom was the biggest fucking pothead in school.
And now your dad fucking will smoke here and there, too. But,
my dad wants to get his medical card as soon as he retires.
Hey, we haven't named no names, though, so we're good. We're not dropping names.
You know who the fuck my mom is. You're dumb. Never mind.
We're not snitching out here. We're not dropping no names.
But, yeah, that was, like, the first time I really got caught.
Oh, yeah. That shit was crazy.
It was.
I remember you telling me you got fucking caught.
I had my truck taken away. Bro. It was awful.
The first
I
first truck
taken away. Like, my mom took my keys for, like, 2 weeks.
I was sick the first time I got caught, dog. Because my mom made a big-ass deal about it. So, I used to have... The first car I bought this Chevy Cavalier. It was, like, a blue one. And I never got it on the road. It just sat in the backyard. Like, behind the shed type shit. And we would, like, smoke in that bitch once I started smoking. Because I would have, like, friends over from time to time, whatever, come to my mom's. And when they were out, when my mom was at work, I would, like, go in the car and smoke and shit. And I wouldn't, like, come in. I would, like, go walk around White Mill or some shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. So one night, it's me, Tyreek, Latrell, and Harrison, and we're all sitting in the car. Literally for, like, I shit you not, probably, we were probably in there for, like, an hour and a half, like, hitting jibs in the car. Just, like, listening to music, talking, smoking, the fucking whip. Literally in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so high at this fucking point. When we get done smoking, we just go straight inside, straight in the crib. My grandma's home and Alex is home. And so I tell them just go right on the out onto the porch or whatever and just sit out there because I'm like, yeah, we probably stink. And I didn't want to, like, have them inside for too long. But I was mm-hmm. like, I probably don't stink that bad. Like,
you
and
you fucking boofed.
Bro, so bad. I had to boof so bad. Like, and so... They were like, can you make us some popcorn or whatever? So I, like...
Who, Trell and everyone?
Yeah, so I made them, like... I made 2 bags of popcorn and, like, took them out. And as I'm making the popcorn, I, like, look in the living room and, like, Alex is, like, whispering some shit to my grandma. Right. And I'm
fucking
like...
Alex.
I'm like, fuck. And I was like, what are y'all talking about in there? And I forget who said nothing, but one of them went nothing. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm.
You're already caught up.
I was like, fuck. And so I just took the shit out on the porch, and I, like, when I got open the door to the porch, I, like, went like that, and I was like, oh, fuck.
You smoked it outside.
I could, like, bro, the whole porch smelled like a skunk had just died. Yeah. Like, because whatever weed we had then
was
like, some
skunky,
funky shit. Yeah. Like, some dank shit, and, like... So I got I went and got like some spray or some shit and like just went ham on the porch with it. But I forget, my mom came home later on after they had left or some shit and like was like, And then she went out. Or no, it was the next day. She didn't say anything that night. The next day when I went to school, I guess she went out into the car and like found the jib and like. She, like, smelled
the... Oh, y'all didn't, like, dispose of it? Y'all are dumb.
That's why I started throwing them out after we would use them after that. Because that's what got me caught up. Because I never had to worry about it and shit. I would, like, just... I would take the socket out and, like, put the water bottle, like, under the seat. But, like...
Yeah.
I wouldn't throw it away. And then... So she, like, as soon as she opened the door, she got a whiff of just the box from last night.
Uh-huh.
It was vicious, and she knew that when I came home from school, she was asking me about if I had smoked, and I was like, no. And she was like, yeah, you're a fucking liar. You went out there and found this in the car, and you smelled like weed last night. Alex told me, and Nana said it too, da-da-da. And I was like, fuck, and I got grounded and shit.
I got almost caught one time.
Almost?
Almost. So I was with some people from my basketball team. It was like senior year. After the season, we just like finished the season and all that. Half of us lived in the same neighborhood, so we all like would always get together and just chill, play basketball till it got dark, and then just honestly walk around and crack jokes, chill out with everybody and all that.
Just kick shit, yeah.
And one of us got a hold of some bud.
Hey.
So one of us rolled a blunt. We didn't know where to go because we were so paranoid that we didn't want to get caught.
Yeah.
We were like, if we go to the park, that's in the front, like that's in the middle of the neighborhood, we won't get caught. It wasn't late enough for like everybody to be inside. People were still walking their dogs, running and shit like that. So we decided, I was like, my mom, she ain't going to come out here. She never comes out here. If we're quiet, she won't come out here.
Ouch.
We get in the back of my truck in the bed and we're all just sitting there. We light it up and just start smoking it. We're finished. Like, we're finished with it, right? We get down the roach, we put it out. We're all just laughing our ass off, being loud as fuck, but we're not realizing how loud we're being.
Yeah, because y'all are so fucking high.
Yep, my mom comes out. As soon as she opens the door, 3-4 people fucking just start running. And two other people, me and two other people just stay there. And I'm like, why the fuck are y'all running? Like, they're running. And I'm like, bro, just run. You don't know what shit yet. Fuck? Like, just like. So I'm like, I start running. But my mom already sees me. So I run back. And I was just like, damn, you scared everybody. Mom, I didn't know what that was. Playing stupid, basically.
Yeah.
And she turned the garage light on. She was like, what are y'all doing? I was like, nothing. She was like, you guys weren't smoking anything, were you? And I was like, no, why? She's like, because I smell something. It smells like cigarettes or something, like cigars or something like that. And I was like, I mean, yeah, somebody that I was with was smoking cigarettes, but we weren't smoking any weed or nothing like that. Everybody is like all scattered around.
Oh, yeah.
Hiding behind bushes and shit like that. Right. Like, in my neighbor's yard and shit. Just like waiting for like the right time to come out. Well, I go down the street a little bit, like out of view of my house. But I can still see like where my mailbox is and like the bed of my truck. Yeah. And I see my mom walk out like 2-3 minutes later. I just see her standing there just like looking around. So I run back up. I'm like, mom, you good? Like, you good? You okay? She was like, yeah, I was just sniffing around, seeing if I smelled something funny. And she like gave me a look. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. She's like, would you tell me if you were? I'm like, yeah, I would. Yeah. I was like, after the last time, I don't want to do it anymore. Like, I didn't like how it made me feel. And she was like, okay. Never heard anything about it again. Never in my life. Like, she's never brought it up.
That's so fire.
So we got away with it. But
my mom used to bitch me for that shit, bro. Like, I used to get bitched for that shit. I remember one time. So I used to fucking borrow the car, like the Camry, back when they had the Camry, to go to work at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And I think, so I would go like scoop Harrison from down the street of Why Not. Mm-hmm. And we would go to one of the back roads by, like, right before the back entrance to the college's road that's, like, a dead-end road.
Yeah, another
road. And we would go, like, down that road a bit and then just park the car and, like, turn the lights off. We would, like, roll a blunt and, like, get out of the car and smoke because we didn't want to smoke
in
the car.
I think me and you smoked there before.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, this is the hottest place ever.
Yeah, we did. We did. And so, I don't know, my mom, I think I had a pen of my friends because they didn't want to take it home to their mom at their house because they didn't want to get caught. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just take it. And so I was like, fuck it, I'll just like bring it home with me or whatever. And I ended up getting caught with that bitch. And I was like,
oh.
And then I literally had to be like, it's not mine. And like, you know, the typical, like, it's not mine. And mom was like, yeah, right.
I don't
a weed pen. You expect me to believe that's not yours? Yeah, good one. And I was like, I swear to God. And then, yeah,
holy shit.
Got caught up with that shit then, too. And then, oh, man, I used to get caught up a lot. There's this one time.
So did I.
There's this one time I left school early, like, at lunch. And I, like, I ran down the fucking, like, fence. And, like, I started walking down the fence line. And then I just, like, ran once I got to the end of it and, like, ran into town. And someone came and picked us up. And me and Harrison, and then we got like super baked with like, I forget who we smoked with, but we got super fucking baked with like a few people, and then I was like, I can't go home now, so like, because I'm way too high. So it was right around the time where the school had like the late buses about to like take kids home for
for after school, and
they were like, they would be there in like 40 minutes, like they would start like getting on. So I was like, yeah, just drop me off like at Acme and I'll walk over to the school. Like, I'll just walk back over there and fucking, you know, it's after school, so like the fuck is someone gonna say? Like, so I walk back to the school and I sat on one of the benches out front, like right where like the breezeway was at.
Yeah,
the benches sitting out there on the sidewalk. And so I sat on one of those and I was just waiting like for the time I could just get up and go to late bus. So I was so high, I was like nodding off just like sitting there after like 10 minutes. Like, I was just fighting to stay awake because I was so fucking destroyed. And I checked my phone after like 35 minutes and I'm like, yes, finally, I can finally go to this fucking bus and just sit on this bitch and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking to the fucking late bus down the sidewalk. And as I get to like where the lobby's at, where the sidewalk is, bro, Miss fucking Hudock opens the window to the it's the one before Hudock. Oh no, it was Hudock. It was Hudock. It was Hudock. No, it wasn't Holocker. It was Hudock.
Oh, okay.
It was Hudock. She opens the fucking window to the office right there and she's like, I need you inside now. I was like,
how did she know?
Because I literally, so I go in.
What did your ass do?
I'm like, fuck, I'm done at this point. Like, she's got me. So I, like, go inside the school. I go into the office. And you know how they have all these TVs, like, sitting up, like, above where the receptionist sit?
Yeah.
Every single TV has, like, different camera shots of, like, my face and, like, me, like, leaving the school grounds and shit. And I was like, bro, y'all are the police. Yeah. So I ended up getting...
They basically just didn't want you leaving and then coming back to get the late bus.
Yeah, and they had known that I had left, and they were like, where the fuck is he at? Like, he just dipped, like, on foot. And I was just stupid enough to come back to the fucking school thinking I could just catch the late bus and go home. And, yeah, I got fucking caught, and I got in-school suspension for, like, 3 days, but I just got super high and in-school suspension every day with edibles. So yeah, and I cussed that bitch out because she was being mad disrespectful and shit, and I was
I
fell asleep on the bench in the front office.
Alright, do you agree or disagree? When you would be late to school, it doesn't matter what school it was, middle school, high school, elementary school, the front desk lady would always be so fucking mean. Act like you were supposed to be there right on fucking time.
Oh yeah,
every
bro.
Single day.
She would just give you shit for it. Yeah, yeah, for like, sure.
Oh, you've been late a lot. Like, bitch, like,
who fucking asked you?
Fuck you.
Yeah, literally, who fucking asked you? You dumbass bitch.
But that just about school just had me thinking that. But yeah, that shit.
I don't think
I never really got caught in school because I didn't smoke until I graduated.
Bro, there was this one time I ate my first edible in school, and I ate it in comms class, and it hit me. Like, as soon as I sat down in comms class, I ate the edible, like, just right there at the desk, and just, like, I just shoved it in my mouth and ate it real quick, and then just, like, threw the shit in my book bag. And fucking, before the class ended, because it was third period, it was, like, a long fucking class.
Yeah, the third period
was
always
the
longest.
Yo, that bitch was fucking me up. I was fighting for my life.
Did Calm say anything?
Bro, no. So, like, because I sat in the corner, like, away from him, and he didn't get up and walk around or anything. So, like, I was playing Minecraft and shit, bro. And I, like, was so high, I ended up not being able to, like, figure out how to work Minecraft anymore, and I just dug myself straight into the ground, like, and I couldn't figure out which way it was up and which way it was down. So I just kind of, like, put my head down. And then fourth period, I'm, like, walking through the halls to go to Kerr's class because I had that bitch for fucking, that bitch, Mr. Kerr, for fourth period. And he was a smart-ass fuck, but I was so high, yo. I, like, walked into his class and just put my head down, and he's coming around, like, passing warm-ups around, like, probably 10 minutes after we get there or whatever. And I'm sitting, I have my head down, and he's trying to pass me a warm-up. I stick my head up, and he looks at me, he's like, hello. And I'm like, what?
You said Kerr?
Yeah.
Fucking Kerr.
I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
I didn't like him. And he was like, warm up. I was like, good. And I took it from him and just put my head back down. And he just, I could tell he didn't move because I didn't hear him walk away. And he was just standing there looking at me with my head down. So I, like, gave him 30 seconds to give him a chance to move. And he didn't move, bro. So I popped my head back up. I was like, what? And he was like, you need a textbook for that? Like, just being a smart ass because he saw I didn't have a textbook. I was like, no. And I just put my head back down. And he could tell I probably was fucked up. But, yeah, I was so fried. Like, I was like, on another planet off that edible. I don't know. I forget whose edible it was. It was a homemade one. I know that. And it fucked me up.
Them homemade edibles with, like, Rice Krispie treats with, like, can of butter and shit like that are the fucking best.
Yeah, I was chasing that high from that edible that I ate for the longest time. And then I finally, like, I fucked myself up, like, 7 or 8 months ago off RSO. And I was so high, I couldn't even get up off the couch. I felt sick. And I was high the next day.
Last time I was really high, I had... Oh, yeah, for you guys that don't know about this, Terpsat is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
I love Terpsat. I love Terpsat. Only one company makes it, which is Rhythm. And it's basically, like, how would you describe it?
You can smoke it, eat it.
You can smoke it, eat it, and you can dab it. But when you dab it, you kind of lose the potency because it's already...
And when you eat it, it's, like, sticky. Like, it's very sticky, and it's very... Yes. It tastes really weedy. Like,
so, it's full spectrum.
Yeah.
It tastes just like the bud. But I put
like, no bullshit. It tastes like you're eating buds.
But I put it in between two Doritos. I'm fine.
Ew, you're fucking gross.
I don't taste it. I taste the Doritos, and that's it. Or I'll put it on, like, a cracker. And I'll put it, like, two crackers, like, together.
You're a fucking cracker.
Only a percentage of one.
Oh, fair.
You fucker.
Fair enough.
You bitch. I hate you, so. But, yeah, Terpsat. And I put it around a blunt, like, on the outside of the blunt. It makes it burn slower, but it got me fucking blitzed. And I was just like... It's different.
I ate it that one time you had it, and it was, like, it was pretty foul.
I gave it to my mom's, and it was at, like, 9:30 at night. Gave it to her, just same shit, just Dorito, and she ate it. And she said same thing. She didn't taste it at all, and she was like, she just tasted the Dorito. So, it's good, guys. Don't fucking let Miguel drag
like,
you away
don't,
from
nah,
it.
Nah, if it's going to taste like weed, like, it's, like,
it's yeah, it's definitely like, going to taste like weed, but you just have to find the right thing to put it on, and you won't get
yeah,
much
good
of the taste.
After that.
And I think I put a little bit too much on her Dorito.
Oh, she got
she
saucy.
She slept from... Okay, before I say that, I got back in at like 2:30 in the morning, right?
She's probably in the same
said,
spot.
She was in the same spot. She said, I've been trying to go to bed since 11 o'clock at night, but I haven't been able to get up from the couch and go into the bedroom because I'm so high. So I finally help her get into the fucking bedroom, right? She gets in the bedroom. She's like, all right, I think I'm good. She sleeps from 3 o'clock to 11:30 the next morning, right?
Damn.
Which is not like her.
Yeah,
she's always up early as fuck.
Yeah.
She's always up early. Like, if she's asleep past 9,
that's really
9:30,
unusual.
That's unusual. She's, like, tired. So she wakes up, like, 11:30. She comes in my room. She's, like, hits the door. She's like, Seth. And I'm turning around. I'm like, what? What? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Like, freaking the fuck out. Because she, like,
it's all loud
yeah,
shit.
All loud, like, yeah. And I was like, What? Just like, I think I'm so fucking high.
When I ate that whole grandma RSO, bro, the next...
RSO
is
killer, too.
I swear to God, dog, the next day when I woke up, I felt higher than I was when I went to sleep. And that shit lasted the whole day.
Shit, I had some of the Incredibles, the 400 milligram Incredibles. I was on the way back from North Carolina. My mom drove. Lauren was in the passenger seat. I was in the back.
Yeah.
I had the whole back seat, so I was just chilling. Feet up and all that.
Big cooling.
And, oh, yeah. And I took 3 of them. So, what's that, 40?
Bro, I ate a whole bag of those and I didn't do shit.
No, the 40 milligrams?
Of the Incredibles?
Or the 400 milligram
of
bag?
Of the Incredibles?
Mm-hmm.
It was a 350.
Incredibles?
Either 350 or 4. I forget what
I was with you that one time? Because we just dropped that, like, not too long ago.
Not that one, no.
Because we just dropped them, but it's only 250 and 400.
It might have been another bag that was, like, 350, but it was a different gummy. I forget which ones it was. It wasn't Incredibles then.
Oh yeah, no.
But it didn't do shit to me though. I ate the whole bag. It was like 10 gummies. And
really?
It didn't do shit. It was like, God.
I took 3 of the 400 milligrams, so 40 milligrams, and I fell asleep for like 2 hours on the way home. We stopped at the gas station. We went in, got some like drinks and all that, went to the bathroom. I was still smacked.
Ouch.
From when I first took it, when I first left North Carolina, and we were in Virginia.
Oh, chill, bro.
And I was still high. I was like, they fucking, it was probably because I took 3, but I was like, they fucking kicked my ass.
Had you smoked it all that day?
In the morning. Yeah.
Oh, damn. That's, in the morning. That's surprising.
Like, right before we left. Yeah.
Yeah, so when I ate all that RSO, I didn't smoke at all because I was like, man, I want to feel a real edible high. I haven't felt one in a long time. It's really fucked me up.
Yeah, if I get weed that like I really want to try, I try not to smoke it until I'm like fully not high anymore, like completely sober. Yeah. And then I like to...
you get the full effect of it.
Mm-hmm. All of it. And you get to like just really enjoy the high.
Oh, like. And so I was fucking sitting there and shit. And all of a sudden, it just hits me like a truck. Because I'd ate, like, the half gram of it. And I was like, I'm going to wait, like, 2.5 hours. And if I don't feel anything, I'm just going to eat the other half gram. So 2.5 hours comes by, and I don't feel shit. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to eat the other half gram. And I ate the other half gram.
Your worst decision ever.
Bro, it took 6 hours for this RSO to hit. And when it hit, bro, it grabbed me up by my throat and pinned me up on the wall and, like, asked me to call it daddy. Like, kill, because it, like, I couldn't get up. I couldn't move. And I'm just sitting there, and Mia's looking at me. And she's like, are you all right? And I was like, I'm, like, really, really high. Like,
so
I feel sick.
Before we go, or before we run out of time, I want you to tell the story the one time we were at Joey's house. And we were drinking and all that. And you were looking at something. And Tyreek was right next to you. And I think I still have the video. If I had the video, I will post it on the fucking story of Blast Off. And you were just like looking at something. And you kept leaning.
Oh my leaning, fucking God.
And then fell right out of your fucking chair. So, shout out to Nick for getting the fucking video, though.
We were like just chilling at the table smoking and shit. I think we were drinking too. I think I had like a couple twisted or whatever. And we were doing this. Who was doing this dumb shit? Was it me and you?
No, it was me and Reek.
Oh my God. It was me and Reek. We were like,
I was across the table from
you. Yeah, we were making these crazy ass faces at each other. Like, we would like look at someone and then we would look at each other and make that stupid ass face that I was making in the video. That's why I was making that face. And so, when we got to you, I looked at you really crazy when you weren't looking at me, and Reek saw me do it. And so, when Nick started recording, that's when I started looking at Reek like that, because Reek was dying because of how I looked at you, and like I just tried to do some funny shit and like lean back with that face as far as I could go, and I ended up going too far, and I just fell out of the chair and landed on my back, shit. And my feet were just up in the air and shit. Yeah,
that was my fucking God. Hilarious. That was a fun ass night.
Damn,
holy
bro.
Shit.
Yeah, we didn't really get into any drunk stories or anything. I'll fucking do those next episode.
We were just high stories, kind of just a chill night.
And I didn't even go through all mine, so there's more in the vault for later.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely have to do like part 2 or something like that.
Yeah, I have so many.
But I think it was a good overall episode though. Like it was just chill, said some stories, story time.
I've been fucking with the no notes shit. Like when we do them, even though like it's not something we're gonna get into a habit of. I mean, when we do them, they actually go pretty good. Like they flow pretty well. Have a nice feel to them.
Yeah, for sure.
I like it.
I fuck with it.
We're getting the hang of it, you know?
Yeah, it's still improvement to do for us to overcome, but we're getting it, and we appreciate everybody that's listening still, because you guys are what's honestly. We look at everybody, like, we look at the stats all the time.
Yeah, literally. I mean, it's not a big
thing to look for, but.
Yeah, but.
We
it's
just
important.
We like to see who watch, like, how many people watch and all that, because we want to
push out more content for everybody.
Hell yeah, we fuck with the people that have been listening, and especially the people that are still listening to the very end of the episode. We really appreciate you guys, and even the people that didn't listen the whole time. If you just tuned in at the end and you're hearing the end of this now, we appreciate you for listening and tuning in too. Every stream, download, review, everything means
everybody that's sending,
means something.
Sending shit in, telling us like topics for us to do and shit like that. Like,
this whole episode was a viewer suggested the topic pretty much.
The whole topic was like, and we didn't even think about it. Like right when Mig sent it to me, I was like, yo, that's fucking
a killer
amazing.
Idea.
Like we have so many great stories for that shit.
Yeah, literally, bro.
But yeah, that water on the wrist one is I'm gonna be hearing that one for the rest of my life. So
that's fucking hilarious.
I was just high, and I was like, man, I gotta cool down somehow. Put water on me.
Well, it fucking worked for you. So,
you want to end it? What's up?
Oh, fuck it, man. Thank you guys.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, well, anyways, thank you guys for joining us on this episode of Blast Off. We appreciate all your support, and we will be seeing you guys next Monday. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Sir, have a great week.
Yes,
Let's
sir.
Get it.